We rise for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Trusting in God's loving purpose, loving response, we pray for the church and all who are called to live to lives of service to God's people.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for the blessing of God upon our nation and its leaders, that we may lead peaceable lives.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for the needs of ourselves and others for healing and restoration, for solace and comfort. Especially we pray for the homebound, Fran Winstead, Dixie Crawford, Ginny Hild, Penny Bartholomew, Gary Hayward, Herbert, Tom and Donna Helm. And we pray especially for the sick and the recovering, for Haley, for Holly Benedicts, for Joe and Carolyn Cruz, Tom and Donna Helm, Barry and Betty Hagen, Chris and her family, Melody and Brad Nosco, Janine, the Motluck family for their dog Bailey, Kathy DeYoung, Craig Starr, Addie, Jerry and Joyce Holroyd, for Ann, for Bob, for Kai, Marty, Georgette's cancer diagnosis, for Cindy, for Tim and Raina, for the family of Art Leban as they mourn his death, Steve Rapetti, Peggy Malcolm's family, for Linnell Stock and her family. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for ourselves, that the Holy Spirit would guide us into gracious ways and instill in us a holy confidence in the goodness of our God.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
With thanks for the faithful examples set by those whose earthly journeys are complete and whose witness to Christ yet inspires us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
These things and all else that we should have asked, grant us according to your gracious will, O Lord, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior.